Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, do you have children, young adults that are studying either the Junior Cert or the Leaving Cert curriculum at the moment? Do you know what books and films are on the curriculum? And do you know that some of the themes include things like graphic, sexually violent themes and bestiality? Well, a new report is looking at this. It's analysing the curriculum and asking the question, is this suitable? My next guest has read every novel on the Junior Cert and Leaving Cert English syllabus and has watched every film on those courses as well. Joining me on the line, I have English teacher Wendy Drennan. Wendy, first of all, just tell us a little bit about why you undertook this piece of research.
Okay, good morning, Wendy. Thank you for having me. Well, in January 2020, the school I was working in at the time, the English teachers in the department there were all teaching different things to each other, not necessarily the same books and novels. So I had a lot of free reign to choose from the lists what I wanted to teach. So I took a look at the prescribed lists and I went through them with a fine-tooth comb, and I just was shocked when I discovered what was actually on the prescribed lists, which the NCCA give to the teachers, give to the schools, and they ask the teachers to choose material from these lists. So if the lists are good, there isn't a problem, but when the lists contain objectionable material, there is a problem.
And it does seem that there's, when you look at the kind of lists of texts, certainly there's been a huge change since I was studying for my Leaving Cert. I think it was Of Mice and Men was one of the books on there, Wuthering Heights, kind of the classics. But tell us a little bit about some of the content that you think some parents might be concerned about, Wendy.
Okay, well, since 2014, when books like John Connolly's The Book of Lost Things and Darren Shan's Silk Do Freak began appearing for the first time, that, the selection on the prescribed list has been gradually widened every few years to include more and more dark-themed books that deal with topics like, demonic possession, murder, suicide and sexual violence in a very violent, graphic, gratuitous way. And the scenes in the books are very descriptive and detailed, and they're written in what can really only be described as gratuitous. So, Wendy, like for any child who is not normally exposed to horror and violence and graphic sexual pornography, they are going to be potentially traumatized by this material been introduced in the classroom. The sexual scenes are very graphic in many of the newer texts, and the messages that that kids are getting from these books are not healthy at all. The texts are kind of promoting that it's normal and good if they, as minors, engage in as much promiscuous sexual activity as possible. There are at least four texts I can think of in which minors are engaging in sexual encounters and activity with older adults. There's a book called The Lauras by Sarah Taylor, and that has an old sex scene involving a young teenager and an older man, and it spans six pages, and it's extremely detailed and very graphic. It's quite shocking. And then you have a book called, by Louis Sachar. It's called The Boy Who Lost His Face, and that is promoting pedophilia. You've got teenage boys looking at photos of girls as young as nine in that book and getting a kick out of it, and that book has been banned before in America and England. From school libraries.
And obviously, Wendy, we're not just talking about young people, on this curriculum reading these books. They have to really think about it. They have to analyse it. They have to write pieces on it. So they really have to delve into it. And, it's not just kind of a cursory read.
Exactly. And that's the problem. Yes, they do. They do analyse them. There's a book, John Connolly has a book called The Book of Lost Things. And that promotes, female abusing, really, a young boy. The adult female in it is naked, and she chains a young boy to a table, and it's just not good. And there's a line in it that in that book that women go to lie willingly with wolves, and a lot more. It's all about torture and violence. There are lots of books I could mention, but to be honest, there is a blog site that you can, we can direct parents to, and every book and play and film has been reviewed in detail on that, because some of the stuff I could not say on radio, I wouldn't be allowed to. It's so objectionable. That's the problem. So they really need to go to the blog site. It's irishparents.blogspot.com, and everything's up there.
And that's the thing, Wendy. It's great that that's been put together. The parents can just look at it, because I think a lot of parents might feel overwhelmed going, we just put a lot of trust in whoever puts together the curriculum, and people might be shocked that this type of material is on there. Who chooses these texts and these films then?
So it's the NCCA, it's the National Council for Curriculum and Assessment, and that's a statutory body, a council that advises the Minister for Education and Skills on curriculum content. You know, there are a lot of officers involved in that, there, but there's an education officer for English who guides the development group, so that's probably who is responsible for choosing the text. But like I said already, they do issue these prescribed lists of texts to the schools. So the teachers are obliged to choose from these lists. So it's very important that the lists contain good material, and that's where parental voice comes in. We can, you know, parents get together and complain about it. They can get the list changed.
And on that parental voice piece, Wendy, you did a review or a survey, I suppose, of parents. What was the response?
Yes, so it turns out that 85% of parents had no idea that any of this graphic sexual violence and dark stuff was on the curriculum. And the ones who did know had only recently found out because of this information now circulating in the public domain. And 72% of parents who were interviewed or who were surveyed said that they wanted from now on, like, that a consultation committee be set up which involves parents and English teachers deciding on the books together, not some anonymous NCCA council that nobody really knows, you know, what their agenda is.
Yeah, and like so many things across education, parental input is so important. Well, yeah. I suppose the thing is, for parents listening, Wendy, as you said in that survey, the majority said that they didn't know that this was on the curriculum, and once they did, they weren't happy. What should a parent do if they are concerned?
Okay, so if they go to irishparents.blogspot.com, in the introductory section there, there is a very detailed video which reviews everything. They should look at that. But also at the end of the introduction, there are 5 or 6 things they can do proactively to influence this. They can contact Norma Foley, the Minister for Education. All her details are on there, her contact details. They can ring the principal of the school, obviously, as well. They can contact the NCCA directly as well, the CEO of the NCCA, and complain to him. They can actually get on to the Ombudsman, the Education Ombudsman, as well. But all the information is on the introduction in the blog site. But if parents do not speak up, nothing is going to change. It is the parental voice that counts, you know, because even principals, they're waiting to see, well, if parents complain to us, we'll do something about it. That's what they're saying.
We have to speak with our feet. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us today. That's English teacher Wendy Drennan talking to us about her research of what exactly is on the Junior Cert and Leaving Cert curriculum, the English curriculum. And if you want to read the report, which has been forwarded to the Minister for Education, you can go to the website irishparents.blogspot.com.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.